Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News. Joining us every Thursday at this time, we have Pensacola Police Department Public Information Officer Mike Wood back from a conference where he was out of town. Mike, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Good morning.
Good to have you. Good to have you. Hey, the leading news from yesterday was this double shooting around the Coyote Sports Bar, right? What do we know at this point?
Well, not a lot. We know that the officers found two victims when they arrived. It was a shots fired call. When they got there, there were two that were hit. Fortunately, both of them are going to make it. And we're looking for suspect information. It was, you know, it was 4 a.m. The business was closed. So the investigators have a lot of questions that they're seeking answers to. You know, at 4 a.m., it's maybe tough to get witnesses, but there's cameras in the areas and things like that that they will immediately go to and see what they can find.
And this was outside the building? Pardon me, I don't know the details, but this was outside?
Yeah, it was outside. The front door of the building did take one round, so we are not exactly sure how many shots were fired, but yeah, the building was struck as well as two individuals.
All right, very good. Anything else in the last day or two that we haven't already heard about?
No, it's been kind of quiet, and that's a good thing. I know that there were some calls or some questions about a SWAT call out up near McGee Field a few nights ago, and that was a situation where a person was threatening to harm themselves, and a firearm was involved in that threat. And it's protocol for us to send a SWAT team to those situations just in case. So she was talked out of the home without incident and is getting the help that she needed.
And just you tell me if I'm wrong about any of this. That's because SWAT is obviously capable of protecting themselves in case the situation goes south, but also they have the best negotiators to be able to talk to somebody and make sure they don't do any harm to themselves or anybody else, right?
Yeah, that's what happens. Negotiation team also always responds with SWAT. They are the ones that did the negotiating and successfully talked the woman into coming out. So they did a wonderful job, and most of the time it does turn out that way, which is very fortunate.
Right. The effectiveness and success rate of SWAT is measured in how many times they never have to even draw a gun, and they rarely, as we pointed out a couple weeks ago, that one shooting incident was actually the first time a SWAT team has had to shoot a weapon ever in the history of Pensacola, which is amazing. There was also a couple of maybe. A week or two ago, I forget, but there was a bunch of vehicle burglaries at apartment buildings in Pensacola. What was this all about?
Yeah, this time it was up on the north end, off 9th Avenue. And, you know, apartment complexes get picked on a lot because there's a lot of cars that the thieves can try the handles very quickly. And it's not uncommon to have people walking through the parking lot. So maybe the police aren't called as quick. So that's why they pick on apartment complexes like that. And we just, like I've said 100 times, just please lock those cars, because if your car is locked, they're going to move on to the next car and they're going to leave yours alone.
You make me think of a question I don't think I've ever asked you, and I'm just kind of curious if you know the answer. If you don't, that's fine too, as always. But apartments, obviously, as you said, lots of cars in a very close proximity to each other. I think of, obviously, neighborhoods. We tend to assume that the better the neighborhood, the safer it is. But if a thief can drive there, a thief can drive there. That's all there is to it. But what makes me think of is gated communities that are actually gated and not just open all the time. Is it your experience, or does the data support the idea that in gated communities there's much less of this because these just don't have the access?
Absolutely, yeah. So there, and that too, if you see someone walking around in a gated community at 2 o'clock in the morning, that's an instant red flag. Whereas an apartment complex, people come and go, people work shifts, and people that live there are not as quick to call the police. So absolutely, there's a difference.
Okay, interesting. And I figured that was the case, but you know, you got to ask even to confirm the things that seem obvious, because they don't always turn out to be true. We were talking on this week, the Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office unveiled their SAFE program, which is a sticker decal program to alert the cops that when you pull over a car or you go to a house as a first responder, fire, EMS, that somebody in that home might have autism or Down syndrome or be blind, and you want to be aware that there's special needs there because, of course, you may have to respond differently. And my understanding is that though both Escambia and Santa Rosa do this, that PPD does not do this. Can you talk about that at all?
Well, that's a great idea. That's something that we're not doing at this point, but that's not to say that we won't. We've done things like that in the past, and one of them, we had stickers that went into the lower window of the rear window of cars several years ago that let the police know to, hey, pull this car over if you see it out after midnight. And that was a successful program, and it kept teenagers from thinking twice about taking mom and dad's car out for a stroll in the middle of the night and things like that. So, yeah, that's certainly something that we would be open to looking at.
You know, that's interesting because when I lived in Arizona, we had that. In fact, I still have my car that we drove in Arizona, and I have that sticker still on my car because it's a pain to take off. But I always appreciated that program because, you know, pull me over in the middle of the night if you need to, but I'd rather have that than the thieves get away with my car. Now, you said you used to have it. You did away with it?
Yeah, it was a program that we got through a grant, and this was many years ago. It was back in the, I believe it was the late 90s,
okay.
If I recall right. So, you know, those programs, sometimes they come and go, but maybe at times they need to come back. Those are great ideas.
Okay, yeah, and I know for me personally, because I come to work so early, I might not want to participate right now, but, I think for a lot of people, that would be a good thing. We've seen this story on social media about CASCs and flights having to, basically, they say fire all of their people because they suspected at least some of them were engaged in defrauding the company. I know it's an active investigation, and maybe you can't say anything, but can you say anything about this case or about this kind of thing going on with other businesses?
Well, I can say that that sort of thing has happened before, and it never makes the news. I think this one did because it was put on social media. But I can say that we do have an active investigation going on, and that's about it until it comes to a conclusion.
And I assume, because of all of our conversations, that in cases like this, the availability of internal video surveillance that many businesses, but not all businesses have, winds up being very useful. Is that a fair way to say it?
Yeah, it does. I mean, the business owner has to look out for himself, and the first thing you want to watch is his employees. You want to make sure your employees are honest, and cameras and other ways of monitoring them are the ways that gets done.
I know you may not be able to answer, but can you even comment on whether they were – are there people that they believed were not part of it but still had to be fired because they couldn't tell who they were, or do they think everybody was a part of it?
Well, I can't get into the investigation. To be honest with you, I don't know. But
okay.
Even if I did, I can't get into it.
All right, fair enough.
It's still active.
All right, fair enough. I know sometimes I have to ask questions that you can't answer. That's no problem to me. We always like to end with a myth or a why do they do that. You got anything for me this week?
Yeah, it's a why do they do that. And, you know, we want to apologize ahead of time if we startle anybody on a traffic stop. You know, if it's something as simple as a license plate light out or the tag is expired, that people wonder why did two officers respond? Did I look that scary? And, you know, we hear that all the time. And the reason for that is officer safety. And it's the policy of the Pensacola Police Department, as it is a lot of agencies, to send two officers to every traffic stop because traffic stops are the number two most dangerous thing that we do, domestic violence calls being number one. So the second officer will arrive there, make sure everything is okay. And a lot of times that officer will then leave and go answer another call. But on the initial traffic stop, there's always going to be two officers that will show up.
And to me, one of the things about this that people might not ever realize is if you've watched enough television, which is the worst way to learn about what cops do, if you watch enough television in every single cop show and in every single cop movie, it's always two people riding together. But the reality is that the norm among agencies these days is to only have one officer in the vehicle unless they're training, right?
Yeah, and, you know, in bigger departments, it's still like that. If, you know, LAPD and places like that, they have two officers per car, so you only have one car on that on that minor traffic stop. So, and I say minor, all traffic stops are, you know, can be dangerous.
Sure.
But a normal situation, only one car with two officers. But Pensacola is smaller, so we have one officer per car.
Absolutely.
That's why two cars show up.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. Escambia Sheriff, same thing, I know. So, all right, Mike, thanks so much for the information. As all, Mike Wood is the Public Information Officer for the Pensacola Police Department. Sir, thanks as always for the time which you do to keep us safe. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.